This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
All right, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast. Kevin and Chuck. Today, well, we're going to talk about fighting your battles and choosing your battles, I guess is more what I want to say. So we need to, decide how we want things to go. Basically, what I'm worried about is everybody gets so caught up chasing from thing to thing. I mean, the big thing with social media or the way, the news has news cycles that, it's like, oh my God, we're so worried about this. And then 2 weeks later, we don't care about that at all, but we care about the next thing, and it's like whatever's hot in the news. Oh my God, that's the big important thing. We're making immigrants drink out of toilet bowls, right? Oh my God, that's the most horrible thing that's ever happened in the world. And it's the only thing we care about for 2 weeks. And then now that you're listening to this, we've already forgotten about that. We don't even care. Right. We're like, whatever, man, in the toilet, whatever. That's the thing, though. And it's, they're going to ban silencers. We're all hot on that for, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And then it's like, I don't even know what they're going to do, whatever. It's we've moved on, and it just, we're on to the next thing. And that's the thing, people are like, you can kind of win any argument where you're like, oh, I'm so worried and upset about this. And it's like, don't you even care that this is happening? That's so much more important. Well, now I'm worried about that. And, that's the thing. It's just, you have to decide what's important, where your priorities are, what can hold your interest and your passion, and what you feel you can change or you can help, direct the argument best. And that's really where you need to put your focus. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're pro-life, maybe you're pro-abortion, whatever, but that doesn't need to be your defining moment in life, but maybe it's the Second Amendment. Maybe it's the First Amendment. Maybe it's like free speech. People need to be able to say what they can say. You need to choose what's important to you and then put your energy in to the things that you can passionately defend.
Right.
It's fine to have an opinion on stuff, but you have to make sure that you don't turn into the kind of the chicken with the head cut off, where you're just running around and you're not
effective. From one thing to another and not getting anything done.
You know?
Right. I mean, if you're getting all hot and wanting to charge the fences at Area 51, joining up with the group there.
That's exciting.
That's fine, but focus on that, you know?
That's your mission.
That's your mission. You got to get to New Mexico and do that.
What was that, September?
It's coming up.
It's a little ways away.
It's a little ways off, yeah. There's a lot of planning you got to do to get out there, though.
Right, so you do that. But then in September,
I personally am not going to go.
You're not going to go?
Because I don't want to get shot.
You don't want to get machine gunned down?
Yeah.
And end up in a secret prison?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe secret prisons.
Me and E.T. locked up together?
Maybe secret prisons are your passion.
Maybe it is.
You know,
maybe
like,
you want to
hey,
drink out of toilets.
Maybe
I
you're
don't
like,
know.
You know, I'm really tired of ISIS running around kidnapping girls and selling them into slavery. Or harvesting organs and selling them on, you know, on the dark web. That kind of stuff. You like that dark web. It's
dark
like
web.
I'm in the know.
Yep.
Right? And things like that. Maybe that's your passion. You know, then that's where you should focus your energy. And the thing is, there's so many things that matter. Maybe you're like, you know what? I just really want to be promoting St. Jude and make that my mission. And helping out little kids with... you know, with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, damn, no kid should have to go through that. And you're like, oh, my God, I need to be there. I need to be focusing on that. Or maybe you're like, I'm sick and tired of the homeless and Habitat for Humanity. Look at that. They're building houses and doing cool things.
I don't know. I like the way you're saying it before that I was sick and tired of the homeless. Like, get them on a bus and ship them to a different city.
And maybe
I'm sick and tired of them.
Maybe you want to pay for the bus, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's the thing, though, is you just, there's so many important good causes, but you're not effective if you're just caught up in everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we found our thing here, me and Kevin, this is, you know, get people ready, get them prepared for whatever life throws at them. That's kind of our mission and a big focus of our energy, you know, and then, yeah, that ties to the Second Amendment because I feel like it's very related. And,
right.
You know, yeah, we talk about different topics and different ideas, but it's all about, you know, things that are in the same realm so that we're not torn in a million pieces and a million directions. And there's other things that are so important, you know, side projects, different things we look at. You guys, if you've been listening for a long time, you know that, you know, sex trafficking and children being abducted and taken across borders and things like that is an important thing to me and something I focus on. You know, to each his own. You pick your things and you do the things that you're capable of doing.
Right.
You know, if you don't have a big platform to speak, maybe helping out and serving soup to the homeless is the way that you can meet one of your big goals. And, you know, of things you want to accomplish in life to help out. Or maybe you're like, hey, you know, I really don't have the free time and I hate people and that smell bad and homeless people and they're dirty and I don't want to be around them and they scare me and my heart races. And maybe social media is your thing and you're able to do like GoFundMe things to help, you know, raise money for stuff.
Right, right. I think it's important, though, whatever battle it is you're picking, to stop, make a plan, figure out which direction you're going to go with it, and then maybe take a second and just evaluate your own motivations, you know? Make sure you're doing it for the right reasons and you're not, you know, you're not doing it just because you're an asshole. And yeah. Yep.
I think that. And also, here's the thing. Your motivations don't have to be so altruistic.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're like, I just hate everybody and want to get away from people.
Right. Right. That's how I feel most
That's
of the time.
Kevin's motivation, yeah. You know? He's like, I'm willing to do the podcast, but we have to do it from a secret, undisclosed bunker.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
As long as I don't actually have to talk to anybody.
As long as it's all one way.
Right.
There's nothing
right.
coming back.
Yeah. I can talk to you. You can't talk to me. This is perfect for me. We don't have to have a conversation.
Kevin is going completely dark on the operation there. I guess he was really going dark. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, that's the kind of thing. So the idea, it doesn't, like I said, have to be so altruistic. It's focus on your mission at hand. And if your mission is, you know, I want to move my family out of New York State because I'm so tired of New York and the stupid nonsense and paying stupid taxes and whatever, then put your priorities into that. You know, just try not to lose focus and get pulled in too many directions.
Yeah, I think it's easy to spread yourself too thin, that you're always tired, you're always exhausted, and you're never getting any quality work done.
You need to have time to smoke a cigar and drink whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
You need to take the time for that.
Yeah, that's every man's right. I mean, it's in the Bill of Rights someplace. I'm pretty sure it's like the 21st, the 23rd. It's one of them.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, I think it's important that you have time to recharge your batteries. And if you can focus on the one thing that you're passionate about, you know, and then just work in that direction. Everything you do should be focusing in getting you to where you want to be.
Yeah.
So.
And then, like I said, then September 20th or whatever comes along, you head out to Area 51.
Mm-hmm.
And if things go smooth there and you're still alive and not in prison afterward, then it's like, all right, that mission's accomplished. Now I'm going to focus on whatever. You may want to check like De La Rocha's website at like RageAgainstTheMachine.com, RATM.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's got a new mission for you after you go to Area 51.
I don't know. I don't know
he
what's
He might be telling you. I think he hasn't like updated the website in like 10 years.
Yeah, there's something. I think I saw something like 200,000 people have signed up for this thing.
Oh, for the
Area 51.
Area 51, sure.
Yeah, I have a serious doubts that there's going to be 200,000 people that show up for this thing.
You think it's just people on Facebook?
I think it's
going to
be like
check.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
I think
behind
it's going to be
you,
like
brother.
Like 12 people, and they're all going to get arrested. But I mean, hey,
or shot.
Do your thing, whatever.
You know what'd be cool?
Maybe you're going to find the
electric
UFOs.
Electric fence.
Mm.
And they're all like, charge the feds.
Problem solved. Game
it's
over.
It's one of those things that like take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that happens.
Yep. What are you going to do? All right. So, I mean, you also have to think about every battle that you pick to take on is going to take a portion of your time. You know, you don't only have to focus on the one thing specifically.
Right.
But everything is going to take a chunk of your time. And the more time you invest in it, the better off you're going to be at making a change. We all have a limited amount of time that we can
exactly like
get things done.
Think of the analogy like Michael Jordan, right? This guy was an amazing basketball player, set the standard, changed the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because he made a commitment to practice and to, you know, like nonstop. You know, I mean, these people, I always used to think, like, I don't know. I used to play guitar when I was a kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whatever, I still play guitar, but, you know, it's not my thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And I used to play guitar, and I'd play, like, I don't know, like the same crap over and over again for, like, 20 minutes, maybe an hour every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, I'm okay, and I can play these cool little things to impress girls. But, you know, other people are so much better than me.
Right.
And I could even, like, play with bands here and there and play crappy stuff and you know, go out and whatever. It was, you know, all right. We can go play some shows or play some Kiss or whatever, and everything's cool. But I'd have people who are, like, really good, you know, who are my friends,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I'd be like, man, they have natural talent and are just better than me. And it's
right.
not fair. And life did me
it's
wrong.
It's not fair.
And then... So then I end up, a friend of mine comes into town and he's like, hey, let's, you know, my band is going on tour and I need a guitar player for the East Coast for our little thing. And you want to, you know, go out with me and do it. And I'm like, yeah, you know, that sounds awesome. Okay. We just need to practice like every day for like 5 hours a day for like the next 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh.
Oh, 5 hours a
but
day.
But then I did it. And then I was like, well, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this changes everything. And my point is not being a good guitar player. It's that if you really want to excel at something, people who look like they do it effortlessly are people who make a commitment.
Right.
And I'm not saying that whatever you want to do requires 5 hours a day. I'm just saying,
might be eight.
Realize you need to make a commitment if you want to excel at something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't wake up and become Michael Jordan. You're Michael Jordan, one, because you have natural talent, but two, because you put in a ridiculous amount of effort.
Right. And now he's the only man that can wear a Hitler mustache and not be accused of being a Nazi.
Okay.
That's because of his natural talent.
It's natural
and
talent.
And his hard work.
And hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, though, is, you know, sometimes you got to make a commitment if you want to nail something, you know? And sometimes there's a little sacrifice in that. No? Yeah? Maybe?
Yeah.
Flawless?
No. I concur. I concur. You know, a lot of the time that we spend watching TV.
I love watching TV.
Flipping through Facebook.
Facebook.
Checking all your messages and going through Twitter and all this nonsense. You know, it's really just taken away from what you can be focusing on.
And what if it's research for an amazing podcast?
Yeah, now you got to do your research, man. Got to do your research. So what are you going to do?
Got to do my research. You know, I'm the victim.
Sometimes you got to spend 8 hours a day on Facebook.
8 hours a day?
No choice.
I'm the victim.
That's right.
No, but that's the thing. Like, you could actually utilize your time maybe a little better. I don't know. Turns out, like talk radio, right? You could listen one day a week instead of 5 days a week and then focus your energy on other things. But again, if you're doing something else that's monotonous and you can't, I don't know. I mean, how many audiobooks can you listen to?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this guy can listen to some audiobooks. And actually, I was excited to learn. I shared a link in the Prepping Badass group that has the Army training manuals are
nice.
Now going to be available
yes.
as audiobooks.
I'm very excited about this.
That. Downloadable audiobooks. So that's kind of cool right there. So maybe if prepping is your game, instead of listening to that same Van Halen CD again, you might want to listen to your Army training manual.
Nobody's
audiobook.
Hating on Van Halen here.
Whoa,
just saying.
Whoa.
You're just saying.
We're just saying, you know, maybe listen to it 2,997 times. Instead of 3,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. I'm just saying take a little, you know, a little something to step up your game. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you can set up a little, some cool posts and share them on Facebook about raising money for whatever the hell it is you care about St. Jude or whatever, or, you know, whoever you want to care about. Maybe, what is it, the Shriners?
The Shriners,
they
right.
They always have that kid who's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
I'm a jerk.
Yeah. He has no teeth.
He has teeth.
Come on. We need to buy this kid some teeth. For crying out loud. Can't we raise some money?
They have
some
the
mini
little
dentures.
Cars and the fun hats.
The hats, the cars. It's great.
A good time.
Yep. I have a friend of mine that's trying to get me to join the Shriners. I don't
yeah?
even really know what they do.
I
was really more into
the hats and fun cars.
I was really more into the guys with the shaved heads at the airport.
Oh, Hare Krishna.
Yes, that's. I think that's
and
where
the
I'm
little flowers
focus my
they
efforts.
Give.
Yep,
they get the little flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do they have flowers to give out in the wintertime, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know what
Maybe
they do.
Maybe they greenhouse it.
There you go.
See?
There you go. Planning ahead because they're preppers.
Preppers.
Mm-hmm.
And they get to wear those fun robes. And
fun robes, the shaved head.
Can we possibly insult more people?
I mean, I've got a list here. You
yeah,
know, we
then
can.
We're just jacking them off.
We can. Yeah, we can run down the
Dun
list
stamp.
Here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're raising money for any kind of charity, I'm willing to make fun of you.
Yeah.
But
weird.
I will say this real quick. If you guys are promoting a charity that you feel is important and you want to go on the Preppers Facebook, I won't. Nobody is going to take it down. You can post it up there.
Yeah.
And if you can get people.
I donated to some kid's school that posted on there. And I think somebody just like shared from their friend, like, oh, my grandkid's doing this or something, and they shared it, and I was like, oh, man.
You had to buy some chocolate
bars.
St.
Jude, mm-hmm. but I had to, like, step up my my St. Jude giving for the rest of the year or whatever,
because
he was like, oh, I'm, like, $100 away, or I think it was, like, 50 at the time, and I was like, $50, that's more than I want to give normally. And I'm like, well, if I don't give the next
They're dying of cancer, Chuck.
I was like, if I don't give for the next two times, I can just, you know.
Just do it now.
Do it now. And I was like, all right, fine. Guilt. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And, but I did put a little plug for the prepping badass in the notes. Uh-huh. Except, you know, it was on like the school kids' school webpage or something. And they're like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Or,
well, I recently donated in... under Darren Taylor's name.
Yeah? No, you're
to,
a nice guy.
A kill shelter that kills cats.
Yes, so. That sounds right. Now, actually, that was something that we should have mentioned last week, is so far, as of the recording of this episode, both mine and Kevin's dogs are still alive.
Still alive and well.
Nobody's kicked in the door. Not yet.
Not yet.
I think they're setting up surveillance. Is what I think's happening right now.
Yeah, getting ready.
They're getting ready. You know, they don't like to just rush in.
There has been a 1-800-Flowers truck outside my house for the past 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Actually, since the day that the podcast aired, that truck's been sitting there.
Yeah. How long does it take to deliver the flowers, really?
You know, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's like a different guy every day. You're like, what? I don't get it.
Yeah. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
That's sad.
All right. If you guys want to get a hold of us,
yeah,
you can email us at preppingbadass@gmail.com.
Sounds right.
If you want to donate to our Patreon, it's Patreon. Is it Patreon /?
Patreon.com/preppingbadass.
Prepping badass.
Now, another thing I was thinking about, I was watching Darren Taylor's Murray Mayhem. His chat on.
Was it the live?
Whatever, the live thing. Now, it's weird because we don't usually use last names, but I feel like his name's so all over Facebook that, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, I was confused for the first couple of weeks. I was confused about his name being Darren and his show being called Murray Mayhem. Murray is the Australian Shepherd.
Oh.
See, so that's where it comes. That's where it comes from. It confused me for a little while. I had to figure it out.
Nothing gets by you. So I was checking out one of his live chats. Definitely something you guys should all check out. You know, he's got a lot of cool wisdom and neat ideas on there. So I'm just saying, he's stepping up his game. He's living the prepper lifestyle. He's got a lot of neat tricks you guys can learn. I don't know. Just I think we might be expanding our empire and trying to do the Facebook stuff, but I don't know, or the YouTube live and like that. But man, that sounds like work. You guys who are out there, you know, you YouTube warriors, that's a little much, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, me and Kevin, sure, we're beautiful, but every day beautiful?
I'm everyday beautiful.
I'm maybe just radio beautiful, you know?
Yeah, we're really both radio beautiful.
Yeah, both radio beautiful, so we'll have to see on that.
I got a face made for podcasting.
Podcasting experts. Mm-hmm. I think that's how you become a professional podcaster.
You just do stupid shit like this until
you're
good? No, you
just look ugly and then, yeah. And then they're like, well, how about a podcast? That might work for you, you know? That could be.
That's right. Because you know all that girl that does the morning radio show that sounds all super cute and everything? When you see her picture, she's not attractive in any way.
No, that's always the way?
No, that's always the case. All right. Anything else you want to add here?
I think we're good. With that, stay safe, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
The Survival and Basic Badass Podcast is a proud member of the Self-Defense Radio Network.